1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Ben Nicholas here with you on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. And Community Connection this morning is brought to you by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic, Tallgrass Motors, and First Baptist Church. We've got an exciting morning. I'm very excited about this as an Eagle Scout myself. We have David Richardson in this morning with the Boy Scouts of America. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
I'm excited to be here. Every time Charlie has done an interview that's revolved around scouting in some form or fashion capacity, I'm always excited to write the story about it. I'm always like, man, I should have listened in. I should have came in this morning for it as I normally work the afternoons. But I'm excited. It's finally happened. This is the culmination of all my hard work here. Boy Scouts of America, wonderful program, and Bartlesville is kind of a unique city, unlike a lot of, city, a town, an area, unlike a lot of people. A lot of places have scouting, but Bartlesville kind of started here.
Well, it did. In fact, our first scouting program in the United States was over in Pawhuska. John Mitchell, who was a missionary to the Native Americans over there, was looking for a program for kids to do while he was ministering to them. And it was a friend of Baden-Powell, and so he had heard about this program called Scouting and wrote to Baden-Powell, and Baden-Powell sent him books and uniforms and that kind of thing. And there's pictures of the original scout troop, not only in the museum over in Pawhuska, but also in our office here on Quapaw. And so we're real proud to have the first Boy Scout troop in America.
It's exciting and it's the same thing. My grandfather was a part of scouting here, and so I grew up just wanting to be in scouts. And of course, I didn't grow up here. I grew up in Texas, but it's this thing that's a worldwide organization, but a national one too. And we've been talking a little bit this morning, and excited to talk this morning. I mean, we're kind of from the same area, but basically, and essentially, somebody from Bartlesville, somebody from Texas, kind of scouting wise right now, can connect and just. Over something, however many miles apart, but it's the same scouting.
Well, and not only that, obviously I'm a little different generation than what you are, but scouting was as important to me growing up as it was to you. And so it's great to be able to sit there and, I can talk about camping trips that I went on and, you can talk about camping trips that you went on, and we've got a common brotherhood that we've formed over the years. And having just met you this morning, we still are a brotherhood through scouting.
Absolutely. And something that's going on, scouting, how's it doing now in 2017? Oh, gosh, I can't believe I'm saying that. 2017, scouting, it's kind of gone through some phases and some changes over the years. And I think a lot of people are wondering, is it still a thing? And it's I believe it's bigger than ever.
It really is. In fact, here in the Bartlesville area, scouting is growing. We're in the process of having our fall roundup. Fall is always the big time with school starting and those kind of things for boys and their parents to join. And so we're in the process of that. And the roundups that we've conducted, we're doing very, very well. Scouting is alive and well here in Bartlesville and Nowata County and Osage counties. So we're excited about it. We're having turnouts that are doubled what they were in previous years. So we think scouting is going great guns, and we're really proud to be part of the Bartlesville community.
And I believe, and of course, I'm super biased in this. I will not even attempt to hide that I'm super biased. I totally believe in scouting. I push it. I advocate for it. But scouting, for boys that are all over the place, it's for any, kind of boy, whether they're a good kid in school or a trouble kid. I believe I've seen scouting impact lives all over the place, and so it's amazing to hear that scouting has doubled recently, or even just an increase, just maintaining. And it's great that can reach out to boys from all across the community of any walk of life.
Absolutely, and I did a part of my responsibilities here was to do kind of a market analysis of who are we serving and some of those kind of things. And it was pretty interesting because I found out that we're serving approximately a third of the African-American community, about a third of the Hispanic community, and about a third of the Native American community through scouting. So that means that scouting is reaching across all ethnic backgrounds and across all socioeconomic backgrounds. We've really had some great success getting kids in the program. And you're absolutely right. I talk with folks every day that say, scouting changed my life, and I was going down the wrong path and I got involved in scouting. I spoke with a lady the other day that just said that her son was, he wasn't a bad kid, but he could have been, and he got involved in scouting, and through the role models of our leaders and our volunteers, turned his life around and he became an Eagle Scout and did some great things like that, and now is serving in the military and doing a great job for our country, and not only representing his country but representing scouting well too.
And I want to point out that I think a lot of people are scared about scouting, and they're saying, well, this is going to be very, like, we're disciplined and all this thing, and this is, you're going to shape my kid and force. I grew a lot in scouting. I was taught lessons. I wasn't forced upon things, and I was very blessed to have a great scout troop and very lucky to have supportive leaders and one of the greatest scout masters, I think, ever, as I'm sure everybody would say. And I learned and I grew as a person, and they let me kind of do things on my own and try things, and I grew as a person, and I thoroughly believe that today I'm able to survive and everything because of scouting.
You know, one of the great things about scouting, Ben, is we do something we call a guided discovery. We give young folks an opportunity to try out new things and in a safe environment. You know, we're not going to let a boy use an axe and cut his hand off. We're going to do it in a safe environment. However, if he tries a particular thing and makes a mistake at it or he fails at it, that's okay. We encourage that type of learning and that kind of discovery about things in life. Through the Merit Badge Program, as an Eagle Scout, you've earned a lot of merit badges. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we do in our Merit Badge Program is give young people an opportunity to try out a vocation or an avocation to see if that's something that they might enjoy doing. Many of our young folks actually get into a career by learning about it through the Merit Badge Program or through our high school exploring program that we have. So it's a great way for folks to really get invested in life and to figure out just exactly what they might enjoy doing with the rest of their life.
And I will say that I know the number has grown on offered merit badges since I was in scouting, and it was only a few short years ago, it seems like. But when I was in, it was more than 120 some odd merit badges, and so many different options. They're all ranging from different things. You mentioned a little bit earlier about axe, and they're cutting the axe off, and that's kind of an outdoors thing, and we're kind of growing in society, and camping and being outdoors is kind of one of those things that kind of is not shriveling a little bit, but as a whole, people aren't necessarily doing that as much anymore, but we're still going outdoors in scouting.
We
right?
are, that's one of our carrots. Our four main objectives are citizenship training, character development, personal fitness, and leadership development. Now, the carrot we use to bring folks into the program is different. In Cub Scouting, it's a little bit of our home-centered, let's build some Pinewood Derbies, let's do some fishing derbies, some fun things like that with our family. In Boy Scouting, it's the outdoor, the camping, and the hiking, the going and spend 12 days in the mountains of New Mexico and living out of a backpack and that kind of thing. Or in our high school program, it's career education and learning about what a career in broadcasting or what a career in medicine or some of those kind of things might be like. So it's a different carrot that we use, but it's still in each of our programs the same thing: citizenship training, character development, personal fitness, and leadership development. So those are the things that we're focusing on in young people and raising them up, hopefully to be better than my generation.
Well, again, like I said, so many opportunities, so many growing opportunities for everything, and scouting is phenomenal. Again, I can't say it enough that there really is from the merit badges, from going out and camping and doing things, to grow as friends, to grow as a leader, to grow as a person. And I will be one of those people that says that my life was changed through scouting. And I mean, I had very supportive parents. I don't feel like I was a troubled kid in school, right? But just going from point A to point B.
You know, Ben, it's really kind of interesting because you mentioned the merit badges. The merit badges have such a broad range nowadays. You know, mm-hmm. You think about the camping merit badge or the swimming merit badge or the cooking merit badge or the first aid merit badge, but we've even expanded into robotics. We've expanded into composite merit badge, gaming merit badges, some of those kind of things like that. So not only, like I said, we're using the merit badge program to give young folks an opportunity to try out a whole gambit of things. So scouting has everything from the academic related prone kid for reading and scholarship and those type of things, even to the athletically prone, you know, athletics and personal fitness and some of those kind of things. So our merit badges run the entire gamut of the spectrum of life.
A little bit of something for everybody, and of course, like I said, it's a big part is going outdoors and camping and doing things like that, but that's not the only thing, too. Again, being lucky and being in Texas, we went to NASA a couple times, so we went from something who was so scientific and math and space-based to hiking in New Mexico and backpacking and stuff. It's fall, which means popcorn sales are kind of starting up here a little bit. What's the timeline for that right now?
Well, we've already started our show and sell, so you may be seeing some folks outside of local businesses selling popcorn. And this is one of the ways that young folks actually experience the ninth point of the Scout Law. The ninth point of the Scout Law is a scout is thrifty. He learns to pay his own way. And as a result, we're giving young folks an opportunity to pay their own way in scouting, to pay to go to camp or to pay for their badges, to pay for their books and those types of things. It teaches them the values of fiscal responsibility, and so that they're not just looking as an entitlement. They're actually learning to generate rent revenue and do some things along those lines.
Well, exciting stuff. Popcorn sale is always a fun time of the year. Looking at our time, we got to take a quick little break, but we'll come back. We've got more Community Connection on the way.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
All right, back at it again with Community Connection, not Consumer Calls. That's coming up in a little bit, though. Community Connection, and I should mention, and we kind of ran in here, Abigail from the United Way is here this morning, and the reason the Boy Scouts is here this morning is because of the United Way. Now, she was telling me a little bit as we're switching the mic over here that got a contest coming up. Explain a little bit of that to me.
Well, our campaign theme this year is United We Rock, which we're super excited about. We have a lot of opportunities to do fun stuff with that theme. So actually, first, let me tell you, we do have a United We Rock street party downtown this Saturday, 7 to 10, in front of Frank Phillips Boulevard, in front of Painted Horse. So if you like to rock, we're inviting people to come on out to that. We'll be raffling off Katy Perry and Guns N' Roses tickets, so that'll be pretty exciting.
Wow.
Have a local band there, Summer's Aunt Jeannie, and a vinyl DJ. So we're pretty excited about that. But also, this Friday, we kicked off our United We Rock Kids Photo Costume Contest. So if you have a kid of any age who loves to dress up, this is a really easy one. Last year we did superheroes, and you have to have a little more gear for this. Really, for to be a rock star, all you need is sunglasses, big attitude, and maybe a fake instrument or two. So kids can have fun and be creative with that. Now, how you enter is you take the photo and you submit it on the United Way Facebook page. And there, photos can be submitted through October 9th. Now, we'll also have a voting period, so that will also happen on Facebook. So that's October 11th through October 18th. And the winners will be the photos that get the most likes. So there'll be three winners. And the top prize is a $100 Visa gift card, which is actually pretty exciting. And then $50 for second place and $25 for third. And so we're really excited to get our community engaged and get the kids excited about our United We Rock theme. A lot of our events are aimed more at adults. This one's aimed more at getting the kiddos involved.
Absolutely. A lot of exciting things. You might have mentioned this a second ago. What is the goal for this year again?
The goal for this year is $2.4 million, so we're excited about that.
And last year?
Last year it was $2 million.
Okay, and you hit that, though.
Yes,
so that's,
we
I mean,
did.
That's the point I'm
yes,
getting at.
Yes, we did.
Trying to go back-to-back here. It's exciting, a lot of things. And, of course, all the funding that you raise goes to all sorts of great organizations and causes here in town.
Yes, we have our 13 partner agencies. And now how we set that goal is we go through our community investment process every year where agencies like Boy Scouts and our other 13 partner agencies tell us what they need as far money-wise for their programs. And then we have our volunteers who go through and make sure that those dollars are being spent well. And then they approve that funding. And then that's actually how we set our goals. We then go out and tell the community, this is what we need to raise to help our partner agencies be able to do their programs effectively.
Well, a lot of fundraising to go, and yes. hopefully good luck. I mean, that's, again, all these going to great causes and great organizations. And I'm particular this morning, but excited. We'll have more on that, I'm sure, in the coming weeks, months, however long. But we're excited here. We appreciate it. Abigail, United Way. Again, that's the reason Boy Scouts is in here this morning. And funding is one of those things that every organization can use to fund anything. And the Boy Scouts, there's so many different avenues that funding can go to be used.
Exactly. Part of our funding actually goes to help young folks go to camp. It helps young folks with registration fees, some of those kind of things like that. United Way is an integral part of our budget, and we consider ourselves strong partners with the United Way. And anything that they need us to do, we're going to do it. We'll logo our materials so that let folks know that the United Way is a key component. We help with fares, and we've even over the years gone through and worked some cards for them. So we're not ashamed to be a partner with the United Way, and it's important that to scouting that the United Way is successful. But not only to scouting, but to our whole Bartlesville community, it's really important that this drive succeed.
Absolutely. Again, I cannot say enough good things about all the organizations, all the partner agencies that United Way does. And, of course, had a big campaign last year. It was my first year in Bartlesville, and was a part of that. And that was a huge success. On to the next one. This one, exciting for even bigger and better results for this year. So we're just really pumped up here at Bartlesville Radio for it. We mentioned during the break, kind of running out of time, so I want to make sure you get as much time to plug this as possible. Venturing Scouts, Exploring Scouts, excuse me.
Right.
That's going on.
Both programs, Ben. We've in the study that I did earlier this year, one of the things that we found is that we're doing a pretty good job with Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts, but we wanted to really emphasize our high school program. Exploring is a program that was established about 1969, and we found out that high school age folks really wanted interaction, a co-ed interaction, so it's a co-ed program for our high school age young folks. And what we do is we partner with businesses and school systems here in the Bartlesville area to produce programs, hands-on programs, for kids that might be interested in, say, broadcasting, or might be interested in law enforcement or medical or some of those kind of things like that. We currently have three exploring programs here in town. The youth court, some of the folks may have heard of youth court, that's an explorer post. We also have a law enforcement explorer post at the police station. The police explorer post actually plays second in the pistol matches for the region. So they're doing a great job with that down there. And then we Phillips also has an aviation program, and all these are hands-on programs. Now, we don't let the law enforcement explorers make arrests or any of those kind of things like that, but we allow them to go through some of the training so that they can actually see what it's like to be a law enforcement. As I was growing up and coming through college, I thought I wanted to be a dentist. And so if I'd had a program like Exploring that was talking about dentistry and would have told me that when you go to the university and you're going to be in a class with 500 other folks, maybe I would have decided that's not exactly what I wanted. So as a result, I went from pre-dent to pre-med, from pre-med to chemistry, from chemistry to math, and math to statistics in two semesters, trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And so here's a program that gives kids an opportunity, high school age boys, young men and young women, an opportunity to do that. Dr. McGowan here at Rogers State is heading up our exploring program for the council, and this fall is our emphasis to do some exploring and to create some exploring programs for our high school age young folks. Yeah.
All right. Running out of time here. Community Connection. Could talk all day. People want to join scouting. People want more information. Where can they reach you? Where can they get more information on that?
More information. We're at 520 Southeast Quapaw, right down the street here. And just call our Council Service Center, 918-336-9170. And tell us you want to get involved, and we can get you hooked up in the right with the right folks, either on a unit level working directly with young people, or on an administrative district level. We can do that also. We always have needs for the behind-the-scenes folks, the people that put on the camporees, the people that put on the events for young folks and that type of thing. So we'd love to have them. We'd love to have them. Never have enough volunteers.
Absolutely. And Abigail, one more time, how can people donate? How can people get involved? Where can they go? All that good stuff.
All the information is on our website, www.bartlesvilleuw.org, or you could also call the office, 918-336-1044, and you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We'd love to get in touch.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate both of you coming in this morning. That was Community Connection on K1.
This is Sherman Jake, the pastor at Matoka Baptist.